USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Friday night, President Trump announced that the United States and Mexico had reached a deal to avert tariffs the president had threatened to impose on Mexico if it did not stem the flow of Central American migrants crossing into the United States. On Fox News Sunday, Republican Senator from Wisconsin Ron Johnson says Mexico needs to do more.
Mexico's always talked about beefing up enforcement on their southern border, but they haven't done it. The numbers we're talking about, 6,000 National Guard troops, would be significant. Opening up the migrant protection protocol to more individuals. Right now, they've only taken a little more than 8,000.
And President Trump is denying a report that Mexico agreed to these new border policies months ago. Flooding and heavy rain continue in parts of the southeastern United States due to a very slow-moving storm system. Parts of the Carolinas and Georgia have seen up to 10 inches of rain. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Blue Star Medicated Ointment gets 5-star reviews from our loyal users for fast relief of the pain and itch of almost any skin irritation.
Blue Star soothes insect bites and fungal infections.
It really works on the summer rashes I get every year.
I had psoriasis on my elbows. Blue Star worked wonders.
Amazing stuff. Smear a bit on and the itch is gone.
Look for the white box with the Blue Star in the first aid section. Feel Blue Star work fast or your money back.
At Indeed, we believe a resume is a great way to see an overview of a candidate. But you're not hiring a resume, you're hiring a person. That's why Indeed offers tools that help bridge the gap between a candidate and the resume. Like skill tests, which let you actually see a candidate's abilities in action to make sure they're a good fit for the job. See beyond the resume with Indeed. Experience Indeed for yourself today and get a free sponsored job upgrade on your first posting at Indeed.com/promo. Terms and conditions apply.
A tragic coincidence leaves lawmakers in two states mourning. USA Radio Network's Chris Barnes explains.
Two former Republican state senators from two different states were found dead in recent days from gunshot wounds in their own homes. Linda Collins Smith was a state senator in Arkansas who was first elected as a Democrat but switched later to the Republican Party. Her body was found Tuesday in her home, and police say they're investigating that death as a homicide. Fewer details known about the death of Oklahoma's Jonathan Nichols, who served in that state's Senate from 2000 to 2012. Police responded to a call of shots fired at his home on Wednesday and found him dead. The deaths appear to be unrelated, according to authorities.
Forecasters are saying that hot temperatures could break records on the West Coast this week. Now, AccuWeather is predicting temperatures could be as high as 20 degrees above normal from California all the way up to Washington. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
America's built and based on liberties and freedoms. Liberty HealthShare brings that to healthcare. The liberty of choosing your own doctor. The liberty of choosing your own hospital. Liberty HealthShare makes healthcare affordable to millions of Americans. Ignite your liberty. Sharing plans starting at $199 for a single, $399 for a couple, and no matter how big the family, only $529. That's $529 for the entire family. To learn how you can save, go to lightyourliberty.com. That's lightyourliberty.com.
As many people gear up for that summer vacation, what can you do when you're traveling on the road to keep yourself safe? Well, I had a chance to catch up with Jason Hansen. Now, he's a former CIA officer, a security specialist, and New York Times best-selling author. One of the things I asked Jason was what you can do. What's one tip you should remember if you're traveling over the summer?
You know, I'd say something so simple, and this is especially true for women. If your wife is checking into the hotel alone or girlfriend or whatever, is in a lot of places, especially overseas, people case hotel lobbies. So if a woman checks in, whenever you check in, the representative always says, how many keys would you like to your room? Well, if you say one, then they know you're single. So anytime I check into a hotel personally, and a lot of times I'm traveling alone, I always ask for two hotel keys. That way they think there's somebody else in there. They know I'm not alone, so it'll be a harder target. So that's just one simple thing anybody can do, is always request two keys, even if you're alone.
Hansen also has some advice if you're heading to a concert or a sporting event or a place where a lot of people will be present.
You know, it's easy and quick, and it's just to identify multiple exits and to remember to go the opposite way to her. So when I walk into some place, whether it's a building or, as you said, a concert, I'll quickly note two exits. Okay, here's one, here's another, because maybe a bad guy with a gun comes through one of the exits and I have to go the other way. But also, if something happens, you know, stand there for a second and look around. If everybody's running one way, if the other exit you see is free, go that way.
For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.